did diabetic clinics at the Hammersmith Hospital, I do remember that we, for getting a blood glucose measurement in the clinic, you had to foresee that need. So you booked the patient to come up fasting on the day of their appointment, a bit earlier, and all the bloods were taken when they first arrived, were then sent off to the laboratory in a batch, and half an hour later, if you were lucky and the wind was in the right direction, the machines were working, you got the results phoned down. Of course, it was more or less an hour. So you can imagine the patient arriving, having the bloods, waiting for the collection of the group, then being sent to the lab. You got about a two-hour wait. And that's routine diabetic clinic appointments. And again, it is amazing change.
Backtracking to King's and 1958, when you first encountered people with diabetes, what kinds of patients were these?
Well, the type of patient in hospital was, I think, three sorts. There were those who were admitted to the special diabetes ward for stabilisation, maybe initiation of insulin or sorting out their problems. There were those who were scattered throughout the hospital, having been admitted with other problems, and including, say, foot problems, often under the, in King's it was under a very good orthopaedic surgeon, but there was a very good team relationship with them and conservative surgery, so that worked. And then there were the lying-in patients, if you like to call them, the antenatals from about 32 weeks onwards. So there was an obstetric component where there was bed rest for the last 4 weeks or so before delivery. One of the things I did as a student at King's was be secretary to the History of Medicine Society, which I thoroughly enjoyed. And I was privileged enough, I'm not sure how it came about, but I invited R.D. Lawrence to give a talk in the medical school. And it was something I shall never forget, because his own personal story, which has been well recorded in print, but hear him give it verbatim, that message when he was dying in Florence, the telegram, insulin, it works, come back quick. And his reply, no, I've tried all these quack remedies, I'm not going to try anymore. And then a further message. And saving of his life by insulin. To hear that personally from him is still something that rings in my ears. And I shall never forget it. I shall never forgive King's for losing the tape recording that I made of his talk. I've got a little note from him to say thank you for inviting me and how much he enjoyed it. And I did give a copy of the tape to him. Now, I know that a lot of his own personal effects were destroyed in a fire in his flat, I believe. So I don't know whether the family have still got that tape. But it would be wonderful to have that as a historical archive for future generations. And I'd be very sorry if it had been lost.